listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So, we are in the middle of a pandemic, which is like super crazy. And I apologize for have taking this hiatus. I was totally not expecting. I actually did record a podcast for the solstice and, or not the solstice, the equinox. And then I didn't post it because I recorded it in kind of like a flurry and I was upset. And I was like, there was just so much going on. And when I, in retrospect, I thought, well, I need to be like in a calmer, more centered, aware place when I'm doing these podcasts because important information can come through when you're calm and centered. And but I was not. I was in a complete, my whole life was being turned upside down at the time. So I decided not to post it. So there was like a 15-minute podcast that nobody got to hear. But I am back now. I had to leave Mexico, which I did not want to do. I was like, I was so happy in Mexico. Like, I just really was. I met the most wonderful people, teachers, and I was, you know, doing Kundalini yoga, and I was doing this wonderful restorative yoga, and I made a wonderful friend and started dancing and made more friends. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so like happy here. And we started doing salsa 3 times a week and Spanish lessons twice a week. So I had this busy, full, and it was sunny and warm and lovely all the time. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, the prime minister's calling Canadians home. And my mother-in-law was like, we have to go. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go. And she's like, no, we have to go. This is, you know, they're saying they're going to close the borders. And what if we get stuck? And we still had 3 weeks left in the house. And I was like, I just want to stay. So she ended up leaving without me and my daughter. And because she didn't want to stay, and it was my choice to stay. And then my husband, still at home, was like, what the hell are you doing? You can't make this decision without my input, which was true. But I was feeling so like backed into a corner, and like it was like my heart was like, no, you're so happy here. Why would you go back where there's like a huge population and cases turning up, and where you are here, it's so sunny and warm and barely any people are around. It just was a very crazy time. And I decided that I was following my heart by not coming home. And then I realized I was being super selfish towards my husband because I made this call that my daughter and I were going to stay. And she's almost an adult. So she was very happy and enjoying her life there as well. So, but he's like, she has to go home now. And so hubby sent my daughter home with his dad, who also has a place in the same little town. And then I was left there with me and my Doberman with no way to get home. And so my husband had to come and rescue me from Mexico, which I didn't want to be rescued from. But at the same time, it was like, oh, what else was I going to do? Like, I was so backed into a corner. And it just brought up so many, like, it just caused hassle for everybody, for one thing. And then it also just brought up so many, like, emotions. I was so, like, when my hubby got there, I'm like, oh, good. Well, we'll stay for a couple days and we'll enjoy the house. And it's such a beautiful spot. And he's like, no, they're saying that we have to go before 9 o'clock tonight or we're not going to get through. So we literally, like, the Von Trapp family had to, like, rush out of Mexico. And I was furious about it. I felt like this whole coronavirus thing is not what it seems. I feel like we're being manipulated somehow. Like, I mean, I could be totally wrong, but this was all these emotions coming up in me and I was being pushed into a corner. So it was an interesting time and it was directly connecting to my Chiron and to planets in my chart and to planets in my husband's chart. And it really did like bring up some deeply, that's what Chiron does for all of us. It brings up deeply buried stuff, like issues and pain. And it brought me right back to when I was a teenager and I was having this very successful social life and I was part of this cheerleading team and we'd won the opportunity to go to the world championships. It was this big deal. And I'd worked all like for like 6 months towards making this possible. And then my mom and dad announced that we were moving. And it brought up all of this like teenage rage and angst in me. It was really strong stuff. And I remember at the time I was so devastated and I lost out on this opportunity that could never be made up again. And it was just very like wounding. And it was interesting because who knew that was what was going to come up. But feeling like I was being forced to do something against my will, that I had to leave somewhere that I loved, brought all this up. So it's been a process and obviously complicated. So while I went through all this being taken back home and brought back to where I live, which, you know, I'm pretty fortunate. I cannot complain about that. But I'm not good at the wet with the weather here. And so I feel like less of myself and went away all my yoga classes and my, I mean, I'm sure everybody's feeling frustrated because they're shut down. But this was like a whole, you know, it was bringing up stuff from deep down. So that's, I suspect, because of the way Chiron is involved in the chart right now for everybody, we're all being, especially like it was literally triggering my own Chiron in my own chart, but we're all kind of being pushed into a corner in a way. And wounds can rise when we're like, you know, when we feel like our power is taken away or we don't have the right to choose, which is what our power is, right? And so in many ways, I hope I'm not babbling. It's like Mercury conjunct Neptune right now, so I'm probably babbling. But I thought, you know what? It's better that I get here and do a podcast and connect with you guys because I felt like I just left everybody hanging in the middle of my own personal crisis. I don't know how good I would have been while I was raging on like a teenager for days, like, how could you take me from the place I love? Like, I really feel like that though. I feel like a teenager, I guess. But all of us are having these Chiron wounds triggered right now. And in a lot of ways, all of us are feeling powerless and like impotent and like what we want or what our choice is doesn't matter. Like, you know, the government has and the world has been shut down. It's canceled. Everything's canceled. And it's like we have no say in it. We're just sort of, you know, we have to listen to what we're told kind of thing. So if anybody has kind of a rebellious nature, which, you know, probably a lot of you do, then it's not sitting very, like, it's not sitting nicely with you. And I actually had like this personal enactment of my feeling like I had no power to choose and all that sort of thing. But it's actually happening on a much more global scale right now. So I think Chiron is directly involved with that and the feelings that are being brought up by this. But I also think we're being, like with Saturn just moving into Aquarius and Mars has just moved into Aquarius as well, there's this less, I mean, everything was all conglomerated in Capricorn, and Capricorn is like this, it's the structure and it's our way we do things, and it's always how we've always done things. It's tradition, and it's, you know, big business and the institutions, the medical system, anything that's an institution. All of that has, it's interesting, actually. It's, I mean, obviously interesting. Astrology is interesting. But to see how, I remember saying, I'm sure all astrologers have said how Pluto and Jupiter and Saturn and Mars going through there all in this conjunction are like busting up the systems, taking it all down. But I didn't think, like, I would have never even fathomed that it would be taken down on this scale. Like, honestly, I had no idea that that could be something that happened. So it's interesting. I read an interesting thing about how this is showing the world that we can shut down, that this whole virus happening, whatever the truth of it turns out to be, the whole virus happening has literally, like, we've shut down everything. There is no, you know, there's no shopping malls, there's no school, there's no gatherings, there's no sports, there's no, all these like massive time things that humans spent a lot of time on are now gone. And so here we all are kind of locked down, which I personally, it's barely any different for me because I always work from home. My daughter's been homeschooled. And so we're very used to being kind of in our own environment. It's hardly noticeable. But for people that are very extroverted, this could be really tragic. Like the feeling of not getting to be with your social circle, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of emotions being stirred by this for all of us, for all of humanity. And of course, the virus is affecting people, and that's definitely what we're being, you know, we're being told. So use, I think, the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. It's so interesting. I've listened to a lot of different astrologers talk about what's going on right now. And it's interesting because we'll all have our own perspective. Like, even though we're talking about the same, I'm talking about, you know, Saturn and Mars just moved into Aquarius and how that can raise up the rebels and the ones that don't want to go with the status quo could possibly get into into a position of power now because Saturn is kind of marching through there. Or it could be like a total restriction on, you know, maybe the hammer will come down harder on those that rebel, which Saturn moving into Aquarius could represent. Or we'll find some sort of technological solution. Or the technology, this is a theory I've heard, is actually becoming like a burden to humanity and limiting our freedoms and limiting our consciousness even. But Mars going through there, through Aquarius as well, and Saturn there, are activating this much more unstable, rebel change-making energy. So it really depends, of course, it's all speculation, on how, I suppose, on how we respond and what we as individuals believe is happening and what's going on. It's very interesting. With what we've got going on, we have an important, on April 3rd, which is actually today that I'm doing this, Venus has just moved into Gemini. And it's going to be there for a long time because it's going to retrograde there as well. So it's till like August, I believe, that we'll have Venus moving through Gemini. And Gemini is all about communication, and it's very clever, and it likes, you know, to touch down on many, many ideas. But it can also be very deceptive. It can be very two-sided. And that often, what I've noticed when working with Geminis or knowing them personally, or people with Gemini prominent in their chart, is they can have two sides of themselves, like literally a dark side and a light side. And the little angel on one shoulder telling them to do bad things and the angel on the other shoulder like, no, what about humanity? And so Gemini, Trump actually is Gemini and has Gemini figured prominently, but it's very slippery energy. It says one thing one minute and then the next minute it can say something else. And what I've noticed is that they often don't see the two sides of their own personality. So they may say that they like something one day, and then the next day they'll be like, oh, I can't stand that. And you're like, wait a minute, you just said that it was like this, but now it's like this. So if you happen to have Sagittarius, which is the opposite of Gemini, it's like the ultimate truth sign. So that's kind of a very polarizing energy with the Gemini. So Venus going through there, I think it could mean we become more connected because it is Venus. So it wants to bring harmony and like just worth and value and lucky kind of good things. It wants to enjoy the good things. So in Gemini, it could be that our communications become like we actually all hop onto the, you know, super highway and just go on as usual. It's pretty much the groundwork to take school and university and so many shopping for that matter online is already there. It's the infrastructure has been built. I've been using it. So many others have been using it. So to bring school online and bring, you know, even seeing your doctor online and all of that could very likely be what Venus moving through Gemini does. It could also just be conscious of deception and changing minds. And it's not that great for commitment because it loses interest in Gemini very quickly. So with it traveling through there, just be aware that it can be fickle. And so take what you can and you should be able to learn languages and you know, maybe you're learning a new language on a computer app or you're learning to do something different or new because of the situation we're all in. Take it and run with it because that's a pretty good energy. What we've got on the 4th is the big conjunction, and it's the first of three, and it's going to be like a 7-month influence between Jupiter and Pluto. And this is like huge. This is, I mean, huge, like, wow, the whole world was shut down because of a pandemic, kind of huge. Like, it changes the world for generations to come. And it's interesting because Jupiter is like the truth seeker, but it's also the expander. And Pluto is, it can be related to like deep, deep transformation. It's like rebirth and death and birth and death and deep, dark secrets and like just the exposure of the lies or the dark underground is kind of what Pluto can do. So having them actually together like this, there's so many things, and probably simultaneously they are all happening. But what I think, and that's the tricky part, I've really been going back and forth, and it's really why I haven't even gotten myself to podcast until I felt more grounded in what I was thinking and feeling and seeing. And now, kind of 2 weeks into this whole sort of swirlwind, I really do realize that nothing is as it seems. I still feel like that. I feel like, yes, there's a virus that's happening, but that there's, for some reason, it's being blown totally out of proportion. And yes, we have numbers and they give us the statistics and you know, CNN and this and that, but I still am innately suspicious of mainstream media and just innately suspicious of it. And I really always have been. And so many times my suspicions have proven correct, or there's been, so I really trust this sort of suspicious vibe that this is not what it seems. And not only that, Mercury and Neptune are conjunct right now in Pisces, where nothing is as it seems, like the ruler of deception and illusion, and also the movie industry and music. But it's an ephemeral, like ephemeral. I should probably not try to pronounce that word right now. It's a very kind of gossamer, mystical, like impressionistic time, but can also be very like there's fog. We can't see. Yeah, sure, turn your lights on, but even then there's still fog and you can't see. So we're under that influence right now, which makes me suspect even further that this is not what's really going on. That for some reason that we're being like kind of smoke screened about something. And there's so many theories and so many possibilities as to why this is happening. And I've kind of been like privy to them all, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them are quite interesting. And like the QAnon theories and the fact that Trump is actually in the middle of taking down the sex trafficking ring worldwide, and that this is all part of a cover for that to be possible. That theory I love, because if that's what's going down, then wow. And then there's the theory that it has to do with the 5G, and that we're actually, that the virus is a cover for the sickness caused when they've rolled out the 5G. And apparently, and again, do your own fact checking, but apparently there is, in Wuhan, where the virus was originated, they've just rolled out, it's the first city in the world that's been equipped with all the 5G accoutrement, everything that they need to like make it work. So, and they suspect, and people have been talking about it, that once they roll out this next level of internet or this 5G communication, that we will be like enslaved, which kind of we are already, I would say, even further by the, you know, the energetics will end up getting chipped and will be affected cognitively and health-wise, and that this virus was actually a cover for the test on what this was going to be. There's also theories that it's being, you know, just a giant psychological operation to see if they can shut down the world. And then all of a sudden they can develop a vaccine and we're all going to come running for it because we're all so freaked out right now that we're all going to die of the coronavirus. So that, like, Bill Gates is up there. I don't even understand why Bill Gates should be discussing matters of health, but he invested $100 million into vaccine, making sure that there was quick, fast-moving vaccine to get rid of this virus, and that's the only thing that's going to save us. And There's that theory. The Donald Trump actually taking down the cabal and the massive sex trafficking or human trafficking ring around the world is my favorite theory. And I think it's really tricky to like Trump, obviously, but if that was happening, and then I got to prove it. That's happening to myself somehow because I want some evidence that's happening. And I actually did find an article. It was like the Justice Department, and it just in the last like month has fed like millions and millions, like $65 million has been in the last few days has been put into use for the consequences and damages of human trafficking. I'm like, so in the middle of the coronavirus all of a sudden, and that's just one kind of infusion. There's been others this last month as well. So if they're in the middle of this big human pandemic, why are they taking all these millions of dollars and putting them towards human trafficking, like just kind of on the lowdown or whatever? So that actually made me think, that this could really be going down and that we all needed to be tucked away or the world needed to be shut down in a certain way to make it possible. I don't know what the actual truth is about all of this, but it certainly makes sense to like wash your hands. And obviously we should be doing this all along. And, you know, maybe we just freed kids from school, from the tyranny of school. Maybe we just saved people years of wasted money in university that they don't really know what they want to do, but they're just spending money because we need an education. Maybe that's what's going to take down this whole corrupt, like money-making system. Like there's so many options about what could be happening. I would love to hear your perspective to get another perspective because, you know, normally I've got a lot of Sagittarius, so I get really like stubborn and kind of know it all about things. But I realize that I do not know it all and that I do not know exactly what's happening here. I do know we're all being affected by it. With Jupiter and Pluto conjunct like this in Capricorn, like it makes me feel like the truth is going to surface through all of this, that Jupiter and Pluto are literally like, that's, you know, that really does fit with the whole Donald Trump, the QAnon, the taking down the cabal theory with, because they're, you know, digging down into the deep, dark depths of humanity and exposing the crazy shit that goes down all underneath the surface of what we don't notice because we're busy with our busy little lives. But with Pluto there and Jupiter conjoined, it could really be a massive exposure of these underground systems that kind of feed and thrive off of us humans just doing our thing. So I think that there's so many options. And I guess as the next 7 months unravel, we will see more about what's going down. And I really hope that it's the, you know, like it could be all things happening at once even too, all perspectives, all things going on. That's a consideration also. I think Jupiter it's benevolent. It wants to raise us up. It wants to free us. It wants to educate and it wants to share knowledge and information and wisdom. And it really is a benevolent energy. And Pluto can be a dark energy for sure. I mean, it's Pluto in the charts of people who have been abused and suffered the most horrendous, like sexual traumas and physical traumas and just abuse, like dark, you know, like satanic worship stuff and like terrible things will show up when Pluto's there. But I think with Jupiter applying to it that way, it just is in a way like there's this battle going on to kind of control everyone. But at the same time, it feels like the truth is rising to the top somehow, even though we can't see it right now. And maybe we actually, that can happen too when the fog clears. You're like, oh yeah, I saw that. I actually could make out that shape in the fog. So just kind of hang in there is my best advice. And that's to me too. Just hang in there, Hillary. It's gonna all work out. You're going to figure out what's going on here. We do with Jupiter and Pluto, like the economy has crashed, but then is it going to build up? Of course it will build up again. Of course we're going to come out of it. It just might not happen as fast as we would all like. unfortunately. But we do have like the nodes of the moon kind of involved in this too, and this return to family, return to the nest, to take the power away from the institutions where the south node is in Capricorn and bring it back to the home and bring it back in to the family. And with this full moon that we have on the 7th and 8th, we have a full moon in Libra and it's opposed the sun in Aries. And that is like Libra cares about the other and what's going on for you and how to make harmony and peace and all that, which is lovely. And Aries is more like very self-directed, very like selfish in its decisions, and it wants what it wants. But it's also the warrior and the like, I can go out into the world and make change and I'm going to go after what I want. And it's a very brave Mars energy. And it's, you know, in it's the polarization that we're feeling with the full moon on the 7th in Libra, in the Northern Hemisphere. So if you, April 7th, have an opportunity to understand the dynamics of your relationships more, maybe understand that it's kind of, it's worth it for us all to care about each other, obviously. It's worth it to be in harmony. And it's a good opportunity to kind of take what's out of harmony and understand what's going on. It does, it's like squaring all the Pluto-Jupiter energy. So it's hard. I imagine all of us are experiencing some really hard times right now. And Jupiter and Pluto there are like, they're making change no matter whether we're on board or not. Change is happening. And the full moon in Libra is probably not enjoying that change. It's like a square. Like it's a square energy. It's at cross purposes. So it's almost like the importance of combining our own self-interest, like looking out for number one, making sure that you have your needs met is super important. It's like the oxygen mask coming down when the plane's going down. If you pass out before you've breathed oxygen, you can't really help anybody. So it's like that happening now. You need to get centered and figure out your wants and needs and figure out how you can be autonomous and you can stand in your power and you can do things the way you want to do them, and also how you can be of help and of, you know, compromise and connected to your loved ones in a helpful way, and to not just your loved ones, but to what you value and what brings harmony. That's sort of, I think, what is trying to come in for us now. It's like we're all going to learn how to negotiate our relationship to everything, not just to our other humans, but to our lives during this pandemic or whatever's going on here. And that will make us all more autonomous beings. So it's not like everybody's not affected. And I suppose the more you pay attention to the news, the more affected you're going to be. So if we happen to be infected right now with more than just a physical virus, we're infected with the media's panic, try and make sure you can come back into your own safe space and that you can breathe and calm down and feel your feelings. Like, there's probably going to be a lot of feelings coming up, a lot of like frustration and not wanting things to be the way they are, feeling put upon or feeling like, you know, like you have no personal power. All these feelings might come up. Feel them, experience them, express them, and then you can move past them. But just like don't shut them down right now, especially this Aries energy. It does rise up our power. We do feel strength in the Aries energy, and we feel like we can stand up for something or speak up about something. That sort of, you know, power comes towards us and we can step into it. It's like the zero point energy of like, you do have personal power. Figure out how to stand in it right now. Figure out how to, you know, be stable in your own heart in this crazy time and, you know, keep looking for the truth. I think that's the most important thing, is that we seek the truth, that we understand that things are very destabilized right now, especially like Uranus is even connected to this full moon on the 7th, destabilizing things, shaking things up, unexpected twists and turns. So just kind of get comfortable with that, because I think it's going to be going on for a while, like months. So figure out how you can, I guess, be in your heart. And if you can kind of calm down and be in your heart and not be in panic, then you can kind of shine and you can help others shine too. And we can all get through this and get to the other side and be who we are meant to be. I think that's kind of ultimately the only place that we can come from right now is like our hearts. And that's the other thing, that with the Venus-Neptune deception, there can also be like a massive spiritual connection. So instead of turning towards the earth for answers or for to the media, turn within and reach inside to your own higher self and reach inside to connect with your spiritual energy, which will ground you and make you feel safe and help you know the answers. The answers to everything can come from within. And especially as Mercury moves away from Neptune, we'll start to become a lot clearer, which happens, I think it's the 10th or so. So just hang in there. I think everything's going to be okay. I apologize for leaving you hanging so long with your next podcast. And hopefully that will not happen again. Hopefully I'm going to stay grounded and feel good. And I do, I started doing the mini readings in Mexico because I didn't have all of my equipment to do a really good like one-on-one Zoom meeting or whatever. And so I shortened it up and just did recordings of myself, my own interpretations of the chart as I was seeing it with your questions. And it's just been so wonderful. And I really appreciate all the feedback that I've gotten and really appreciate you taking advantage of this more, I guess it's a lot more economical option to have your chart looked at. So if you do or are interested or know someone who is interested in having their chart done, I am still doing those mini readings. It's $30 USD and I usually go between 15 and 25 minutes or somewhere around there. And it gives you a lot of information about where you are at specifically, what you want to know, how this is affecting you, how you're responding to it, what you need to do. It's very, you know, your chart is a very specific thing. So if you do want me to have a look at it, I'm back open for business. So just fire off an email. I'll leave information in the podcast notes and I will have something to you within. It was at first 48 hours and then it was 72 hours. And now it's like more realistically like a 5-day turnaround period because I got quite busy with keeping up with them. So if you'd like to have that done, feel free to contact me. Again, I apologize for keeping people waiting. Make sure that you do take time on the full moon to like state your intentions, to mark your impressions, to write a journal about what's going on for you, and then release all that is unnecessary. If we can all release all that's unnecessary, then we can move forward. We can kind of ascend in a much more balanced way. And there is, oh, I wanted to mention, there is a global meditation. I will leave that in the podcast notes too, on April 4th. And it is due to the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. But there is also Mercury and Neptune there, like tying into this. And if we can get 1 million people to meditate at the same time, we can make a huge shift in the vibration on the planet. And if we're all meditating for truth and we're all meditating for love and freedom and health and all those things to come through this crisis and with the Jupiter-Pluto energy, we can really amplify our energy. We can really like tap in to the energy that Jupiter and Pluto are vibrating on the planet and really make a massive shift. We really can, each and every one of us, be a point of light. And in that way, we create like a net around the planet. And not only the planet, but I'm sure that we kind of radiate out into the cosmos as well. So do take time on the 4th, and I'll leave notes for you for that, to meditate with us and send your energy to help make all this craziness go away, to neutralize it all and to make it happen for the highest outcome. So that is it for this week. If you do have any questions, feel free to contact me. And please do check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. Thanks so much for listening. Many blessings.